From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Or should I say bonjour?
Bonjour, Paris.
You were at the a speaker at the French Crossword Puzzle Convention
Championship. Yeah. Well, first of all, the champagne flowed like Coca-Cola there. I had champagne on five different occasions on Saturday. Uh-huh. And the championship was very interesting, too. Quite different from ours here in the United States.
Does the championship get more interesting the more champagne?
I tried to pace myself during the day.
Good for you. We have a mea culpa to make, as I mentioned, with Paris, and you gave state capitals, and guess what? Our listeners are smarter than I am. No, Pierre is not the capital of North Dakota. It's the capital of South Dakota.
That's right. And Bismarck is in North Dakota.
There we go. Well, we've set that straight. I'm not going to forget those again, I swear. All right. We're going to move on because we had a challenge last week about an American city, was it? Could you repeat it?
Yes. The challenge came from listener Kandadai K. Mudavan of Alexandria, Virginia. I said, name a well-known American city starting with the letter B, change the B to a Y, and rearrange all the letters to name a world capital and its country. What capital is it?
Okay, what was the American city and what was the capital city and the country?
It's Baltimore, change the B to a Y, and unscramble, you get Rome, Italy.
As I mentioned, our listeners are very smart. We got about 1,900 correct entries to this one. Our randomly chosen winner is Ginny Doxey, and she joins us from Framingham, Massachusetts. Hi, Ginny.
Hi, Leanne.
I understand you're celebrating a special day.
I am. It's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. This is a wonderful, wonderful present.
Well, we'll emphasize it's random, but how nice to get so synchronous.
That's what I thought.
With your day. Must be meant to be. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
I've been playing for 8 or 9 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
A long time.
Yep. I'm very excited to have been chosen finally.
All right. Well, we're going to celebrate. We're going to play.
Great.
Not quite pin the tail on the donkey, but it's a puzzle. So, Ginny, meet Will Shortz, and we'll see what kind of present he has for you today.
All right. Good morning, Will.
Hi, Ginny. Well, every answer today is an anagram of a brand of food at the supermarket. For example, if I said rumor, R-U-M-O-R, plus A, to name a brand of bacon, you would say armor.
Okay.
All right, number one is drown, D-R-O-W-N, plus E, to make a brand of bread.
Feeling like I'm having a brain freeze here.
And it builds bodies 12 ways.
Wonder.
There we go. Wonder is right. Number two, heroics, H-E-R-O-I-C-S, plus E, to name a breakfast cereal.
Cheerios.
Oh. Cheerios is right. Elevate, E-L-E-V-A-T-E, plus V as in Victor, to name a cheese.
Oh, I was going to say Velveeta, but that doesn't work.
Yes,
oh,
it does.
Exactly. Yes,
it's
it
not,
does.
It's just not. It's a cheese product.
Cheese product.
Right.
Try this. Seance, S-E-A-N-C-E, plus F as in Frederick, to name an instant coffee.
Oh. I think I need some help on this, Leanne.
Nescafe.
Oh, Nescafe.
Nescafe is it. Great, G-R-E-A-T, plus O, to name a brand of taco shells.
Ortega.
Uh-huh. Pulsars, P-U-L-S-A-R-S, plus M as in Mary, to name a brand of fish sticks.
Oh, Mrs. Paul's.
Oh, you're good. Toenail, T-O-E-N-A-I-L, plus V as in Victor, to name a chocolate drink mix.
Ovaltine.
Uh-huh. Cabling, C-A-B-L-I-N-G,
mm-hmm.
plus O, to name a brand of syrup, specifically pancake syrup.
Right. Well, it's not Mrs. Butterworth.
Yeah, I was just thinking, no, it's not
That's
Mrs.
A little log.
Butterworth.
Oh, log cabin.
Log cabin, good. Wetness, W-E-T-N-E-S-S, plus U, to name a brand of raisins or prunes.
Oh, Sunsweet.
Sunsweet is right. And your last one, nucleinase, that's N-U-C-L-E-I-N-A-S-E, plus I, to name a brand of diet foods.
They ain't Weight Watchers.
Right.
That's a two-word name.
Right. Something lime?
Something lean?
Lean,
lean
yes.
Cuisine.
Yeah, lean
right.
Cuisine is it.
Thank you.
Ginny.
Well, Leanne, we are good together.
We are. Don't you feel like we should go shopping now, though?
I've got my shopping list.
I know. All written down here. Will, where'd you get this? In the grocery store? Were you waiting in the cash-out line? You started making puzzles?
Everywhere I could get these, yeah.
Oh, Ginny, that was great. What a fun way to spend your birthday,
that's
huh?
That's right. That's right. It's been great. Thank you so much.
Well, we're going to send you some things, too. So you get a little goodie bag. You'll get the weekend edition lapel pin, the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Reference Set with CD-ROM, which features print and electronic versions of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, and the Puzzle Master Presents, Volume 1, from Random House. Ginny, what's your public radio station?
I support WBUR and WGBH.
Oh, good for you. Ginny Doxey in Framingham, Massachusetts. Thank you, and happy birthday to
you. Great. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was a lot of fun, and I do imagine you at the checkout making these things up. So what do you have for our listeners to work on for the next week?
Well, it's short and sweet. Think of a word that contains the consecutive letters O-L in two different places. Remove both pairs of O-Ls, and you'll be left with a man's first name. What is it? So again, a word that contains the consecutive letters O-L in two different places. Remove both pairs of O-L's, and you'll be left with a man's first name. What name is it?
This is one word with O-L repeated twice. Okay. When you have the answer, put it in an email to us. Our address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We want to call you up if you're the winner, because you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.